You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Now, speaking of team likability, Mary Kay Cabot was on with the Morning Boys talking about Shador Sanders' extreme likability.
He is extremely likable.
See?
He's funny. He's always got that smile on his face. He is self-deprecating in some ways, even though he calls himself legendary. He says all the right things. I think he's sort of built for the spotlight. And once again, as you mentioned, he is a likable person, and that's how it's playing in the building. The Browns like him. They liked him throughout the whole entire process. I think that's one of the reasons why they jumped back up there in the fifth round and grabbed him. I don't think that they wanted to see Shador suffer anymore. They wanted to give this young man the chance in the NFL that they felt that he deserves. So he is very well liked in the building. I think he's going to be a really, really good teammate. He's been known for that. And I think it's going to make things interesting.
As it pertains to Shador's likability, mm-hmm. I think you saw it in that photo that they showed from rookie minicamp where everybody but Dylan Gabriel, who I guess in analogy was sitting in a cuck chair, because he was just sitting there while everybody else did the wrist up, and you could tell even in picture form, should I do the wrist up or not? I actually felt bad for Dylan
Gabriel.
Was that
Dylan right there?
That was. Yeah. It's not favorable. I don't know how he talks, but
turn him into a rugrat.
This can't be about if fans like Shador. We know fans like Shador. There's a different following here because of his social media success, the Sanders family success. A lot of people just rooting, this can't be about it. Like, I do think, though, that his likability in that locker room could be the thing that helps him immensely in this job. Because I think, if they're being honest, the Browns don't want Shador to win the job. They drafted Dylan Gabriel first for a reason. They have excitement about Kenny Pickett. Hell, they trust Joe Flacco a lot. Like, they only took Shador Sanders in the fifth round because he fell for 140 picks first. So I think Shador has a lot more going against him in this search early in his career. But one thing I do think that can swing this whole thing in his favor is just that ability to connect with teammates if he can do this with more than just the young guys on the team.
I mean, ultimately, isn't it just all going to come down to football anyway?
Nah, I don't think that. So maybe. Like, if, I don't know if why he's not, maybe
if,
that.
If he's not very good, it's not going to matter how likable he is. You know? Like, but, if he doesn't have it, then no one's going to really care anything about what happens with Shador and how likable he is. He could gift the whole entire room all sorts of different everything, and no one's going to be like, oh, you're my best friend now, and I'm going to go to battle for you.
So I think it's more if Dylan's good, if Shador's good, if Kenny's good. Like, Kenny has the value of experience and the fact that he has played in big games in his career, right? Dylan has the value of the fact, quite frankly, that they liked him more than just about any other quarterback in that draft where they drafted him, right? With Shador, ability to connect to a teammate, with teammates, I think is huge.
If the Browns had shown us in the previous 3 years that that was something they looked at, then maybe I would buy into this a little bit more. But with Deshaun Watson, they didn't seem to care very much that he didn't connect with many guys.
Oh, see, I think that's why it probably matters more for the Browns than anyone, is you've watched how the connection with the, you know, most important player on the team, the starting quarterback, how much that really impacted last year. They want the Browns believe that Deshaun's the reason they went 3-14. They're not willing to really look at a lot of the other issues on this team. I think wholesale, they believe this last season was about Deshaun. And not just the injuries, but the off-the-field stuff and where he was personally in his personal life. That should make Shador's ability to connect with his teammates even more important.
See, but it's one of the things that I've questioned with Stefanski the entire time he's been here. Maybe he'll show me that he's learned this lesson, but like Baker got along with a lot of the teammates at a very high level, especially a lot of the guys in the offensive line and on the offensive side of the ball, in fact, since we found out a lot after the fact. And it didn't really matter to them, you know? And then you go to Deshaun, and Deshaun was miserable with a lot of these guys, and it didn't really matter to them. And so I'm curious to find out if maybe they learned their lesson from all that stuff.
I think you're onto something, and I think that's what it needs to be.
But it would take them learning their lesson and them saying, we were wrong in those instances. Now here we're going to show you where maybe, you know, we've changed our ways.
Well, I don't have to say it publicly. You just have to say it with the decision.
That's what, right? I'm saying, yeah.
And so, like, I don't know. I think the fatal flaw of this team is they're trying to do a lot all at once, right? They're trying to move on from Deshaun while he's still in the building. They're trying to see what these young quarterbacks have in camp while also running a legitimate quarterback search that helps the locker room have the most confidence in what they're doing. They are using this season as a, all right, if you're a veteran, you got to prove here you're going to be here beyond. Not every one of those things flies in concert with winning. Like, there are so many different things they're trying to do that it's actually a pretty, I think it's like a bold thing that they're trying to do all this figuring out of who you are and where you are and who's going to be here, while get back to basics of who you used to be, while also trying to win. And I think the number one thing that has to happen, the locker room has to heal, because it was clear in a myriad of different ways, including the Deshaun way, that locker room last year, they were not in concert with each other. They might like each other, but they weren't 53 small boats pulling in one direction or one big barge. They were all going in their own direction. And I think the best way this year that you can heal that is by healing the locker room and getting people back. It's not about like, but getting people on the same page, getting people to trust each other.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off. I do wonder if, like, tie goes to the likability. Is that what you're suggesting in this instance?
I think it should.
Like, if it's a neck-and-neck race, and it's like Gabriel's one thing, and then Shador's another, but Shador's galvanized the locker room, and everyone's rallying around him, maybe the slight edge then goes to Shador.
If the tie goes to Dylan, because, well, we liked him more in the draft, and Kevin, that's Kevin's whoopee, that's the quarterback he's been most supremely confident about,
yeah.
You'll be betraying the locker room.
Which, by the way, I think this works in a lot of areas of life, too. Like, I think at a workplace, for instance, I think if you were interviewing two people, you're supposed to then, if all the qualifications are equal and everything seems like, all right, I got to find some reason why, you'd probably go with the guy if you're like, oh, I know this guy, goes for drinks with everyone afterwards and is good with everyone and treats everyone great, and you'd go with those guys.
216-474-0092. Is Shador's likability a secret weapon in the Browns quarterback competition? I think it could be one of the things that I really do think that ability to relate to other players if it is, and maybe we should have said this, if it is a real authentic quarterback battle, I if this thing really is as wide open as we think it should be, I think the personality side of things, you've got to have somebody that can tie those rooms together. And so guys are playing together, because it just feels like so many things have gotten in the way of winning. You can't afford that again this year.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I guess I'm trying to figure out to what degree, right? In what area do you put the likability nature over the actual talent if we're lining everyone up?
Well, I do think, listen, talent matters, but I think Dylan, Kenny, and Shador, they're not the same player, but in terms of like floor, I kind of see them in similar regards. I'd actually put Kenny's ceiling a little bit lower than Shador, even Dylan Gabriel's. Like, I just don't think much of Kenny, but I think because we get this idea that it's just going to be one guy and he stands out. That's it. That's the best case scenario. It might be likely that one week Shador wins it, one week Dylan Gabriel wins it, another week Kenny wins it, and you're left saying, well, I can see why we should give it to Kenny. I think that's how it's going to be. I think you're going to say, I can see why we should give it to Kenny. I can see why we should give it to Dylan. I can see why we should give it to Shador. And then falling back on the secondary things of like, all right, who's he in the locker room? Does he have the work ethic? Does this, that, the other, all those other things coming into play? That's how I think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, well, I think the other things, I think it matters, because it's not like every franchise quarterback needs to have those things, but yeah, if you carry more franchise quarterback traits, then you probably should lean towards that if that's what we're ultimately trying to figure out.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Edward in Elyria. Edward, we like alliteration. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, guys. I'm trying to wrap my head around, and I get the hype with the publicity and notoriety with Shador. But to me, honestly, personally, in my opinion, I've only been following the Browns since 79 as a diehard. But to me right now, if you take all things being equal, quarterback play, and if Stefanski and AB are trying to win this year, right now the leader in the clubhouse easily is Joe Flacco. I'm not sure why we're not talking about that more. Because he should have never. If he was here last year, we might not be here right now where we're at now. But since we had Deshaun Watson and we had to worry about his feelings and not winning, that's what we did. So now we're back at square one. Now that we drafted two backup quarterbacks and you've got two veterans, I don't see either of them rookies coming close to the skill set of what AB and Stefanski need to happen this year. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
I don't think it's necessarily wrong. I think it's he mic dropped himself.
Oh, I thought that was you.
No, that he mic dropped. Well done, Edward. I like a good correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to cut this phone call off now.
Even if no one can tell that you did it.
Well, that's why I had to call it out. I had to let him know, like, so to speak. I think you're overrating Joe a little bit. Like, Joe is not far off what Jameis was last year. I know we like the person that is Joe. Totally get it. There's a reason why no one else was offering him a starting role this offseason. We can agree, by the way, a year ago, maybe if you don't put Deshaun's feelings first, maybe last year goes a little different. But I think once Jameis went in, I think maybe you win one more game than with Joe than with Jameis at that point.
Who's to say?
You had no forward momentum there. So I don't know. I don't really see a lot of difference in the outcome of those four quarterbacks this year.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Here. Whether there can be, if Shador and Dylan, you know, showcase something and just take off, there can be. And I guess I the hard part I have with the whole conversation is I think I know what Joe Flacco gives. The other three can be a mixed bag.
A different way to look at Shador Sanders coming up in 5 minutes' time on 92.3 The Fan. We go into season, we're like, all right, the quarterback position, we got to have about 30 touchdowns, you got to get about 3,500 passing yards, you got to get, no more than 12 interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to piece together half that picture.
Okay.
Because ESPN projected 925 yards in 4 touchdowns in 4 starts for Shador.
And they didn't do picks in this, right?
They didn't, which is...
That's annoying.
Yeah, I know. So they're doing it from the fantasy perspective, obviously. Oh, we're getting real randy with
these. It's not baby-making music when Shador gives very mediocre stats.
Oh, but
we're digging into the numbers.
Oh, we are digging deep into those numbers. Can you feel it there? Mac, can you feel it?
Did it hurt, Mac?
Mackie, can you feel it? That's how the bit works.
I can feel it.
No, there we go. He thought that was rhetorical for some reason.
Jake, can you feel it?
I can feel it.
Wee wee Mansoor. Jake P, can you feel it?
Yeah, I feel something.
Sorry about that. I didn't think the table was that small. Dylan Gabriel, 1,200 yards passing, 5 tutties in 5 starts.
Those are comparable stats. That's very comparable. Four games for Shador?
It was 4 for Shador. 4 starts for Shador, 5 for Dylan Gabriel, and about 300 yards passing difference and 1 touchdown difference.
Yeah, because you get 1 touchdown difference because he had 1 more game. Well, yeah. The sad part about it is each one of them got a single touchdown a game.
I think that's correct, yeah.
So in the 9 games we see them play, we get 9 total touchdowns between the two of them?
Well, and they...
And then, like, what, 230, 240 passing yards?
Somewhere in there. And they predict Quinshon Judkins to have 7 touchdowns from scrimmage.
There we go.
So that's less than a touchdown, or half a touchdown a game.
I think that's pretty good for a rookie, though.
Oh, no, it's good. I'm just wondering where the tutties are coming from. The quarterback isn't passing for it. No, the running back isn't running for it.
We have the worst offense in the NFL once again, like we did last year, is what they're describing.
So, I will say, if your quarterbacks throw for carry the 2, 2,100 yards in 9 starts and 9 touchdowns, there's no way they're not drafting a quarterback the year after.
Yeah,
right?
That's not good enough. And also, why did we waited very long in this projection to get to the quarterback?
What do you mean?
Well, so if they played 9 games, that means, I'm assuming then, that means they waited till after week 8.
So I'm glad you say this, because in the last segment I said that the fatal flaw with what this could be is that you're trying to do too many things at once, right? A four-headed quarterback battle, trying to, you know, heal the locker room, trying to decipher who should start. And there's a part of me that's like, are we just going to do it like Joe gets 4 games? And then, okay, that's not working. Kenny gets 5 games. That's not working. Dylan gets 5 games, and then Shador gets 4. Because if so, you're having the number 1 pick next year.
Yeah, no, especially if you break it up where all 4, we just kind of split it across. That's not going to be good. I don't even love the idea of whatever quarterback wins the battle. 8 games? Or even in the scenario, if you go Joe Flacco and then 4 games into Kenny Pickett for 4 games, and that's our way of doing it. Like whoever wins the job to begin with, the second quarterback has to be one of these rookie quarterbacks.
And so if it's not a rookie that wins the week 1 job, can we all kind of agree that, like, let's let each quarterback have more than 4 games, Unless they're just unplayable. Not I say unplayable.
You got to be DTR at the end of the season last year, unplayable.
Oh, man. Yes, that's a very good point. Like, I just, 9 starts for the rookies, and the idea of then, okay, because here's the thing. If you get to 8 starts for the other quarterbacks, there's an implication there that they're not winning. Right?
I every bit of that, what you read, give me the implication that they're not winning.
So I just...
It was the implication.
It's always the implication. So the ESPN stat projections have Shedort 925 passing yards, 4 touchdowns and 4 starts. Dylan Gabriel with 1,200 passing yards and 5 starts and 5 touchdowns. Man, I gotta tell you, I made the stink face when I saw these today.
So when I first saw them, I wanted the interceptions, and I got mad that it's fantasy football and they won't give us interceptions. I was like, how many picks are attached? I don't know why my brain just wants to know interceptions more than anything. But 1 touchdown each game is just that's not going to pass.
Yeah. So I think
it was not a compliment to either Shedor or Dylan Gabriel.
I think there's another implication. I think if you're saying 4 touchdowns, you're saying at least 7 INTs. Yeah.
I mean, it usually goes hand in hand. You're not throwing a lot of touchdowns. You're probably throwing a lot of interceptions.
Or, I mean, plus 925 yards and 4 starts.
Unless they just have no red zone capabilities at all, which would go completely counter to everything that Shedor Sanders was in college when he was one of the best red zone quarterbacks in the entire college football.
I mean, you're talking about 230 yards a game. That's the projections here in 4 starts. And... So 230 yards a game means you're passing the football quite a bit.
You're passing a lot, which means you can't finish the job, is what that would tell me.
Man, I am okay.
Maybe we need the music back for can't finish the job. I don't know, but.
Well, no, that would be the worst thing.
Oof.
When it can't finish the job and then the music comes back in, I feel like that would only add more pressure.
I like how my brain was like, can't finish the job? Where's the sexy time music?
Where's the careless whisperer? Let's go with Chris in Cleveland. Chris, is this season a success if those are the rookie numbers for the rookie quarterbacks?
Actually, that's one of the reasons I called. I think, I believe they had a good projection. I think one of the best scenarios for us would be 4 games for each one of the quarterbacks. And the reason I think that, let me back up the reason why I think that. First of all, I don't think we should throw the rookies out there at the beginning. So starting out Joe Flacco is pretty good. So they can see what the games look like. But they should give them 4 apiece because we got to see what these rookies are going to do or what they look like to decide whether we're going to do anything next year. And quarterbacks are a necessity. You know, it's going to be teams that are going to be needing quarterbacks, so one of these guys are going to be gone anyway. So, and on the last piece that you mentioned about the 1 quarterback, 1 touchdown apiece, Jaden Daniels was one of the best quarterbacks last year. He didn't throw his first touchdown until week 7. So I don't think it's too bad considering if we have a really good running game. The whole process is evaluation and making the right decision on who's going to be a quarterback, whether we need to decide to draft one next year. So I think the 4-4 and 4-4, if possible, is going to be the best scenario to find out what you have. So that's just my thoughts, man.
Chris, we appreciate you, buddy. We disagree, but we appreciate you. 4-4, 4-5, 4-9. So 2 quarterbacks getting 5 starts, 2 quarterbacks getting 4 starts each. I don't see how that's...
You did nothing. You accomplished nothing in that season except knowing that your picks aren't it.
My concern is... So my concern is twofold. One... How is the locker room reacting to quarterback jumping? Because I think that's my biggest concern, keeping those guys engaged. The second you make, listen, we don't do it intentionally. It's not as if they go 5 quarterbacks. All right, you've had your turn. We're not winning. Now we're going to go. Like, it's probably going to be injury that would factor into this kind of split.
Mm-hmm.
I still think it's really hard for teams to progress because each time you switch quarterbacks, you're switching your identity a little bit or switching what you do a little bit. It's really tough to gain traction if you're doing quarterback tic-tac-toe 4 times in a season on purpose or otherwise.
I wonder if Mike Clay just had a really hard time projecting it all out, and this is his way of doing it.
I think so. You know what? I like that because that's kind of a glass half full scenario, or at least it's a way for me to skirt the idea that this is what this season could be.
I mean, think about it. If he did instead, it was like, nah, you get 17 games of Joe Flacco, and that's it. Like PFF came out with their list of ranking quarterbacks. And they ranked Joe Flacco for the Browns, and that was like, okay, that's who we think is going to play all 17. All right, well, here we go.
216-474-0092. How would you feel? What would this tell you? I'll come back to the number one thing. I think if these are the numbers for the rookie quarterbacks, you'll have a different rookie quarterback next year. Trade me. like our guy Vinny, who just sent in a big DeMar DeRozan for Darius Garland trade. We'll get your trades. We'll get the internet's trade for the Cavs and debate the merit of each of them. That's coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigators Later.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.